We're holding here in the Vat Shlishi, which is, I guess, Amud Kuf, Reish. Amudim don't say here. We were in the middle, we were speaking about Ha'aris Panim, which is interesting, Stam, because this month is Adar, which is Hester Panim, Ha'aris Panim. But he's saying, Ma'at Nelech Tzarech Ha'alabab Arsenim. So he said, let's try to go one step further in what we do. We're going to try to pick on some lemaisa that's relevant to the sinyan. Mimidas ha'oras ponim atzma neivas hanhoga lemaisa himidoso shoshama razok shama mekabels kodem save ponim yofis. Shama zokin says, abikabels kodem save ponim yofis. And that's a sniff of Horus Panim. Save upon him Yophos, he Horus Panim Lemaisa. Vedova Godluze, Mashachazal Korn is Sinus Sholom Eina Melitza. Hamaz upon him Haver Mamish Nois Nois Sholom. When you maz upon him to somebody, you actually give him Sholom. Ashal Kain Tzibur at Masim Ben Cheresh have been marked him Sholom Kol Adam. Vitiro Lishol Sholom Beshem Leima Hashem Imoch. Well, let's talk a little bit about this point here. So the point that he's going to be the point that he's going to be masbir in terms of Haris Panim is going to be giving shalom. It's one of the things that we're taught as kids, and then as grown-ups, you know, as grown-ups, meaning I guess when you become a teenager and a little older, you begin to think there's something artificial about it, and big deal, you know, you say shalom, how are you? I mean, if you're running for office, that's one thing, but if you're, but what's the point of it really? And the truth is, imagine yourself, you walk into a place, and nobody says anything to you. So the message that's there is, you don't exist. Somebody once, he was a real out-of-towner, he's from Dallas, and he came to live in New York in the Meir Yeshiva, and he described to me his coming-of-age in New York environment. He was standing in the aisle, and somebody walked by in a hurry and almost knocked him over. And the guy didn't even bother to apologize. So he ran after him and says, hey, you almost knocked me over. And the guy looks at me and says, can't you see I'm in a hurry and now you're still stopping me? It's bad enough you stopped me the first time and now you're going to slow me down again. So the word is, you basically don't exist. There's a sense of, you know, it's hard for us to imagine because we know when we say hello, how's everything, most of the time it doesn't mean much. You're not really being Geirus to Shlomo and going to do something about him and help him and stuff. But the difference between being Geirus somebody and not being Geirus somebody is in that saying hello. If you don't say hello, then you're not Geirus the person, that's it. The second part is also important. If I look at somebody, I talk to somebody, and the person does not, and the person looks sour, bad, or whatever it is, I have no way of telling if he's got a problem at home or he doesn't like me. My natural reaction will be that he doesn't like me, he doesn't care for me, or I annoy him, or whatever it is. Whenever you're not mayor punim to somebody, so the sense is there's something personal against the other person. And therefore, to go out of your way and to say hello and to be mayor punim to somebody is actually, it's setting it at zero. It's not a lifnimish or zadin, but there's a certain sense of, you know, fine, the person's menschlach, there's a certain sense of he likes me or he's fine with me. Hagoyin HaTzadik HaMoser Rosenstein, Migdoyla Bala Musdar Over, Moser Rosenstein was the Mashkir of Kelm, the Mashkir of Lomjin, a very famous, very big Bal Musa. Sipa Tchilas Boy LeKelam. When he first came to Kelm, Utzoy LeShanim, who Amad BeProsda Bayis Novuch Mespayish Konas Pima. He stood there and he was very embarrassed to walk in. Kilohike Shemafechad. VeHine Niftcha Del Siotz Avich. A young man walks out. Nigashlav walks up. Loichat Siotz Techas Paris Ponim. And he smiles and says, "Vomel Shalom Aleichem, Asomcha. Eze Simcha Shebosa Boruch Barach LeShalom." So somebody greeted him and said, "Oh, it's so nice that you came. Please come in. I'll get something to eat." So he says, "Hey, this guy must know me from somewhere. I guess I'm lucky." So the panim is your the sharpest indication of your sense of the other person. Your reflection to the other person is panim, and therefore, when a person is friendly and so on, he is, you know, he's conveying what he thinks about the person, and vice versa. Let's see the next vat. We've done this for a few weeks, and these vadim were meant to be lemaisa, and he sort of adds pieces that are lemaisa. Yes.
Have to do with the balance of the halacha. You know, in the morning,
yeah,
I see the most yidin. You're not supposed to. You say shalom
aleichem. You say tzafret tav. You say good morning. You're not supposed to say good morning. You the word shalom not, but the word good morning or nodding, you can do. So. But good morning, tzafret tav, you can do so. So good morning is good enough. That the other person should go by and your senses that he didn't notice you, it's a problem. So at least a nod, at least some acknowledgement that the other person's mitzias is a mitzias. Let me move it a step further while we're talking about it. A person's sense of mitzias is his most important, is probably the strongest sense of self. Do I exist? Don't I exist? A young boy, up to a certain age, his sense of existence is the higher-ups. His parents say you're a good boy, then he's a good boy. His teachers say he's a good boy, he's a good boy. And that's where he draws his existence from. An old person begins to despair of life when he feels he's no use to anything. You have an older parent will enjoy doing something, giving a few dollars for Shabbos Yom Tov. You need to feel that your existence has some sort of meaning, that you exist, that you have a mitzias. People who, in a convoluted way, people who are not, who feel that they're deficient, will try to reverse it by being very controlling and dominating. The person who has some way to be controlling, if he feels uncertain about his own mitzvahs, controlling gives him a very clear sense of existence. You know, they need me. Now they need me. Now they see that I need it. Because that gives you a sense of existence. If they don't need you, if they disregard you, then there's no sense of existence. When a person gets older, it's the peer group that gives him a sense of existence. Oh, where's Chaim? We need Chaim. That is a stamp. But if Chaim can go and come without anybody ever noticing that he was or wasn't here, that's a terrible situation. There was somebody, a boy, once told me in yeshiva, a very, very kind of very heartbreaking. He's a very nice kid. But socially, he was not adept. And he came to me and he said he needs to discuss something with me. He said, every year, Simchas Torah, he's the last guy that gets the aliyah. You know, when they say, is anybody in aliyah, he's the one. He said, finally decided this year is going to be different, and he stood by the bima. And he said, and he was the last guy to get the aliyah. When they said, so his sense is, he is not noticed. His existence is meaningless. So you don't have a sense of existence. When you nod to somebody, when you recognize him, then you give him mitzias. It's extraordinary. Much more, Baruch Hashem, nobody today is starving for a piece of bread and butter, but people need a sense of existence. Someone once told me a maisa. He didn't tell me. I overheard it as a kid. I didn't understand it, but when I grew up, I was at Rav Hutna's a Maimer, going back to the early 70s. I was a Bacher still. So it wasn't the early 70s, it was a Pesach Maimer. And I was sitting there, and I heard two people talking behind me during the break. During the Maimer, there was no talking. And one person says to the other, the reason why I feel so mekusha to Chaim Lint or Shir, because everybody has a place here. And he tells him, he says, Rosh Hashanah I davened here. It was a huge olam. And before Beres Kanim, it was stomach is upset or whatever, he went to the bathroom. He said, after davening, I went to say good job to Rosh Hashiva. Rosh Hashiva told me, Chaim, Beres, we missed you for Beres Kanim. We were lacking you, Beres Kanim. So he said, so I have a place here. In other words, they need me. I'm recognized and I'm noticed and I'm taken note of. It's an extraordinary it's an extraordinary koyach of giving a person chiyus. Just the fact that the person exists and his existence is recognized and so on. Vad revi. First we felt good about it. We felt it was good. We learned how to smile to people, say hello. We had to overcome a bit of embarrassment to walk over to somebody and say hello, how are you, how are things. It became once again like rote. And you don't really feel that you're doing any ma'isa mitzvah and so on and so forth. Before we go weiter, the truth is, like we said before, given the choice of an insincere shalom aleichem to a sincere ignoring of somebody, an insincere shalom aleichem is b'chol zeis better. I once told somebody we were talking about briska shita, musa shita. And the person was saying, you know, a lot of it is fake, and it's hype, and it's not real, and da 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 da. So I told him, I said, there's two drachim in Avodas Hashem. There was the Amura Chesed, which the Bali Musa pumped a lot and really worked on. And there was Amura Emes, which Brisk was very, very strong on. They're both Darkei Hashem, two Yesodos that you need, and you can't do with one without the other. But I told him, there's one difference. If you do a Chesed, Shaloi Lishma, it's still a chesed. If you cut somebody down with a little bit of shlishma, you're rotzeach. You know, the brisker mahalach has no tolerance for somebody who's doing it to satisfy his own ego, or because he's annoyed, or he had a difficult time with his wife, or whatever it was. Unless it's 100% leman emes, doesn't go. So definitely an insincere, telling somebody hello, how are you, is because it's better than just ignoring him. But it is difficult because you expect it to have done well and you know, it's all of a sudden it's not going. Zua koishe b'chol avoda. It's true of every avoda. B'tchilo margishim es ha-chidush es chachos. First you feel the chidush. V'achar kach yofeches li-oshigra umlumedes. And then it becomes rote and natural umisnavenes. The truth is, this is in a big, big picture. It's the problem always, Balei Teshuva, there's always a crisis. You get very turned on to things. And it is impossible to keep that high always. By its nature, once it's not unusual, once it's usual, once it's rote, once it's daily, it's not, you don't have that high anymore. And this is something that is true across the board. But he introduces here, I think this is the first series of Vadim. Harei says, "Im kachu adayin leradnu lo'oymik in Islamus." So we haven't really understood what I mean by training. Harei ain't coming to say about voda lahosim in hagim shab from kite. I don't mean to say we should just add little hanhagis. Shenuch alach shav kilo sinu mashu siyame bezet that we're doing something. His slamdus pirusha tomid anachnu rak mislamdim ketsel vatzer dava. We're always training. In other words, did we try to reach out to the person? When you ask yourself, ask yourself, I know I work with this person together. This person's okay, but I don't particularly care for him, but I know he needs me to reach out to him. So do I... did I do it in a way that I reached out to the person? I can, you know, I can always introspect and ask myself. If we greet every person with the same hello, we should have noticed that each person is different and we should have reached out a little bit different. Hare asboras ponim stamis, he had dying loyz do shan shem sampo. We're not trying to put smiles out. Vishuv tzach liris adr shan sbir loy ponim. In other words, the first part about reaching out to another person is being koivea to the other person. If there's a person that, you know, your situation, he's in your community, he's a neighbor, he's together with you at work and whatever it is, and you feel, you don't have particular feelings towards the person, not bad, not good, nothing, and you feel that you want to reach out to the person, you have to think about the person. Who is he? What is he? He's a person that has a whole world to him, and he is something, and he wants something. I mean, you're reaching out, there are one or two people that I know that are Gedolim and Haaretz Panim, that have people extraordinarily, I don't say we're gifted, but they have that ability. Every person they connect to, you notice a slightly different connection, slightly different smile, and the person's eyes connects with you when the person tells you, you know, whatever it is. And there's a sense of a different relationship because you see he's connecting to you, he's noticing you rather than just smiling and giving out a hand. You've got to notice the person that you're saying hello to. Kan miskasheres islam lesachadoshim akademis. We shouldn't wonder that if this is the case, then the sinas shomas baris panim, you could train on it for a long time. His father-in-law, Marna Kodesh Bujensky, was Reb Volba's father-in-law, he was Mashkech of Slavotka, an extraordinary person. Amol b'meshech shnotayim alzeh. He worked 2 years on this. And it's extraordinary. He was a person, Reb Bujensky, who suffered terribly. His wife died when he was young, left him with 8 kids, he was never remarried. He had a foot, he limped on a foot. I don't know exactly what it was, a birth condition or whatever, but had a lot of pain, hurt terribly. He was mashgiach in yeshiva in a very, very tumultuous period, and with a lot of fights and people, you know, my father remembers somebody throwing a shtender at him, and never lost himself. And in the end, he was killed by the Nazis. So Rabbi Avraham worked there for 2 years. Vihine, they have a witness testimony called Roya B'chalat Kufas Eden Sapa. Everyone who saw him at all his Kufas would say, how much this became him. In the darkest days, B'shoyse Ghetto, Lo Moshe Tzalsim Panav, he always had the smile on his face. Kisha Av Evloi Mustahita B'liboy, and his heartbrokenness was always hidden. Im Odom Godel Zeh Omo Shatayim B'zeh, if such a big person could work on it for 2 years, we could work on it for 2 months. In other words, it's an understanding that there's a saying the Balam Musa have that a person's face is a Rishus HaRabim. And just like you're not allowed to dig a bore in Rishus HaRabim, you can't convey anger, hatred, annoying or whatever it is on your face, even if you're going through a hot kufa. So if a person thinks about it, it's not just training, you know, without thinking. Whenever you chat to a person, you look at the person and say, I can give him something. Giving him a good feeling is giving something, and everyone has the ability. You don't need the money for it. You just need to care. You know, everybody's tired. Everybody's got his own tiredness. Everybody's own tirchus. Everybody's own tsar. But that's something that you can give another person, and in many ways it's more important than anything physically can give him, because you're giving him a sense that his metzias is important, that it's valuable. He's a person, and he counts for something to somebody. When somebody sees him, he smiles to him. That's a very, very big statement. So-and-so was pleased to see me today. So the Islamdus of these inyanim are very, very important. Okay, I think we'll hold it here.